In the Noble Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, وَإِن كَانَ ذُو عُسْرَةٍ فَنَظِرَةٌ إِلَى مَيْسَرَةٍ. Translation, if the debtor, if the debt-ridden person is suffering from financial hardship, then give him respite until he has the capacity to fulfill the loan, to fulfill the debt, to give it back. Now, this is the teaching of the Quran. If somebody is suffering financial hardship, he needs to give you money back, go easy on him. And when he's capable, he'll give it back, inshallah. Give him respite until that time. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaching us in the Quran. Then, when we look at the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his blessed aqwal, his statements, subhanAllah, numerous occasions, time and time again, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said the same. And in fact, one hadith, Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha is the rawiya, the narrator. She states that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, now look at the reward of those who give respite, give time to the person who is struggling to pay back his debt, his loan. The Prophet alayhi wa sallam said, the one who gave a debtor who is in financial hardship respite, he gave him some time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep that person in the shade of his arsh on the day of judgment. Allahu Akbar. Look at the reward. Look at the reward. You're going easy on creation. You're giving them time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you the shade of his arsh on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. The person who is in debt and he's not capable of giving his debt back quickly, then you give him a bit of time. You give him respite. And this respite, subhanallah, will allow him to fulfill that debt that is upon him. And he won't feel distressed. He won't feel worried. He's your fellow Muslim brother. And you want to go easy on him. You want to create ease for him. This is from the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. What happens today is that when people give a loan to others, they demand it back. And when they demand it, sometimes they even go to the extent of abusing the other person. Ma'adallah, being violent with the other person. When are you going to pay up? It's been so long. I don't care how you gather the money. If it's not given to me by, you know, this time, this date, you just watch what happens. All these threats are made as well. Ma'adallah, the situation is really bad today. But if Allah has given you tawfiq to help someone in need, help someone in a time of difficulty, you've given them some money, you've alleviated their financial situation, and then they have promised to pay you back. And it's known in the community that this person is not a liar, he's trustworthy, he will give it you back. Go easy on him, especially if he is facing financial difficulty, which he is, obviously. Otherwise, why would he ask for money in the first place? So, come to an agreement. Go easy on him.